parecer que o dinheiro do governo federal gasto
com According to the statement by President Rousseff addressing the nation, she is going to bring thousands of foreign doctors to improve the national health system. But still, many of the protesters are not satisfied.
What politicians want is for them to eliminate the possibility of being investigated about the wrong things they do. Today, nobody really knows what is happening in Congress. Imagine if they approve this constitutional amendment. On the other hand, what the president said about bringing foreign physicians, we are also against it. We have enough doctors here in Brazil.
According to a poll released this weekend, the vast majority of the protesters are now calling for more vigorous law to eradicate corruption. They are also calling for the cancellation of a proposed bill that would take away from the courts the power to investigate and punish corrupt members of the Congress.
I hope that the National Congress has the sensibility to cancel this project. This is an unacceptable and obscure instrument designed to encourage corruption.
Protesters' organizers said on Friday that they will no longer call for new protesters. Change their mind in just 2 days. They have announced plans for new demonstrations starting from next week. They also said that this time around, no one will leave the streets until the promise which President Rousseff made on TV are fulfilled.
What they want to approve is a shame. The politicians, they have to understand that they work for us. We are their bosses. I'm proud to be Brazilian. I came here with the whole family to protest and to demand that our politicians stop this corruption and Bauten thievery.
Two subjects were not dealt with in Mrs. Rousseff's promises: the reduction of taxes and immediate negotiation with the political parties to pass a bill that includes political reforms that have been discussed by Congress for more than 30 years now.
This is the voice of the people speaking against the repression that we suffer since we have discovered. We suffer with bad politicians. They pass bills only for them. We basically want this to change. We want a new democracy with a new sense of representation.
I came here tonight to give my support to the young people that started all this beautiful protest. I am 84 years now and I'm still fighting for better days.
Saturday's protests were staged in about 20 cities around the country. Reporting from São Paulo, Brazil, Ronnie Curvelo for Press TV.